Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, congratulations. You guys did something spectacular over the weekend, and we wanted to talk about it. But let me ask you a question to start off. Do you think some people in town will be surprised that there is a swim team, that they didn't know there's a swim team?
I think so. I think this will be a great opportunity to kind of get the word out. We have some pretty special kids on the team that are super hard workers, and we're able to achieve a lot for being a smaller team, and I'm excited for more people to kind of get to know about the swim team and what we do and all the awesome kids that we coach. So,
yeah, how long have you been the swim coach here in Yankton, and are you a Yankton native?
So I have been the coach for the last 3 years. This August, September will be my fourth year, and I am actually from Fort Collins, Colorado. I came up to South Dakota to swim at USD, so that's kind of how I ended up.
Go Yotes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you are in Colorado right now. I hope the heat index is less than 113 there today.
It is. It's getting up there, but it's, you know, still in the 90s at least.
How many kids are on the Yankton swim team, Caitlin?
So we have about 30 kids on the team. That's typically for summer and winter. You know, sometimes it fluctuates a little bit, but we had 14 kids attend state.
Is that something that starts like right when school gets out? Do you start, or are you practicing during school as well?
So our winter season runs from like September to March, and that's after school. We typically practice over at the summit. During the summer, we get to practice outdoors in our beautiful outdoor pool, and we do that in the mornings. So our summer season runs like May to July.
So you just had the state meet this past weekend. Where was that?
It was all the way up in Aberdeen.
Do I remember right it being here like a couple of summers ago?
I believe we hosted B State, which is kind of that step before A State for swimmers, that kind of that last chance meet for swimmers to make state.
So when you go to the state meet, you don't necessarily have the same size of a team as some of the other places. So it's nice that there's a measurement that says, based on your size, here's how you did. And is that a good description of high percentage point division?
Yeah, so that high point percentage award kind of helps our smaller teams compete with those larger teams, because we just don't have the numbers that Sioux Falls does or even Aberdeen. So they kind of average everybody's points per entry. So since we had 14 swimmers, they took all of their events that they did and kind of divided the points. And so we ended up scoring the most points per entry over any other team.
I think we had read in sports that the boys finished fifth overall in points and the team seventh overall. But when you take, like you said, how you did with the numbers you brought, champions, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we just had 10 boys on our state team, and they ended up getting fifth. We had four girls, and they placed 10th overall, I think, out of like 14 teams. So we did have quite a few state champions. Seth Jacobson won the 50 fly, and he also was top three in, you know, most of his events. John Jacobson won several events at state. And then our other 11-12 boy, Teddy, also won the 50 fly and the 50 back for 11-12.
That must have been a fun ride home from Aberdeen, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We also had some relays do really well, too. We only have four boys in our 13-14 age group and four boys in our 11-12, so they get to automatically be on the relay. But they did fantastic. Like, they were neck and neck for first place on some of those relays, but we ended up taking home quite a few seconds in the relays.
I would imagine you're trying to grow this team, and there's room for more, which good news like this hopefully inspires more to join the swim team?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We are definitely looking for swimmers to come join us, and, you know, swimming is a special sport. You know, it takes a lot of dedication and drive to, you know, really get to those goals that they want, but it's really fun to watch them achieve those goals and kind of grow into themselves, learn more about themselves. You know, it's fun to watch them interact, push each other, you know, support each other. So, yeah, we're pretty lucky to be the coaches. I also have an assistant coach who swam at USD, Caden Fight, and he's a fantastic sprinter. So we're really lucky to have him as an asset too. And, yeah, no, it's a really fun sport. It's really fun to watch them achieve those goals.
I wasn't going to ask this question, but now I have to. What's the dog's name in the background?
That's my neighbor's dog. His name is Moose.
Moose from Colorado. Well, it's good to hear.
Yep.
Good to hear from Moose. So, did you get some hardware for this? And if the answer is yes, where would the Yankton swim team display that?
So, we did get a trophy for that first place High Point award. And I think we're going to put it up in the Summit Center. They have a little display case kind of by the pool. We do have one from not this last short course season, but the year before. Our 12 and unders at state actually won the first place High Point award too. So we'll put those, you know, hopefully on display at the Summit Center for everybody to kind of see.
Well, congratulations on this past weekend. Caitlin Pryor, the swim coach for the Yankton swim team. Is there a place that people can go to find out more about the swim team and how to be a part of things?
Oh, absolutely. So we're pretty active on our Facebook. That's a good resource to kind of get the vibe of the swim team. And then also our website. If you just look up Yankton Swim Team, there's a lot of information about kind of practices, calendars, that kind of thing. We will start up again here in September, so we haven't fully released our schedule yet for the winter. But if you head on over to the website or our Facebook, you can reach out via Messenger or email, and we can answer any extra questions somebody might have. But yeah, we'd love to see some new faces on the swim team. Like I said, I'm a little biased, but it's a pretty fantastic sport. So
thanks for your hard work. Thanks for the time. Congratulations. Enjoy your time in Colorado. Hope to meet you when you're back in Yankton sometime. We appreciate you visiting with us this morning.
Well, yeah, thank you, Jeff. Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.